Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For this next cowboy, he has written his last seven moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the fool down. Soon we'll be now. It's from the band out of
Buck. This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making Eight. Let's buck.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs. That's right. We're kicking it off on a Wednesday afternoon, halfway through the work week, and we're about ready to get into some rodeo. Wow, I'm getting this deal. All right, I got to tell y'all before we get started, I've got Skype up and running. So, you know, I'm trying to get things going here. I'm still a little lost in it, though, so I'm not real sure what's going on. I'm still trying to test things, but I can tell you that I think we're going to be able to tie in our video feeds to our Blog Talk Radio shows. So here, starting in the very near future, when you go to makingeight.com, you're going to be able to go to the Live Event Center. Anytime we're going to be up and running, and we're going to end up utilizing that chat room that'll be up there. And so it'll be through Ustream, but we will also have the Blog Talk Radio. So you'll still be able to call in and listen to the shows that are going on. I don't know if it's all going to work out yet. It's going to be kind of a testing deal. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens. Just, you know, letting you guys know that, you know, that's kind of what we're up to. We've been kind of working behind it, so we still got to do some testing on it, kind of see what's going on. But I got to tell you, it's kind of a cool thing. And obviously, if you guys got to see the Brendan Clark show last night, you know that he was able to link it up, his Ustream with his Skype account, take some callers, and so we want to try to be able to do the same thing. It'd be kind of cool to be out at a rodeo and have somebody call in on Skype, ask some questions, maybe talk to some fans that are tuned in watching us live. So we may see how that plays out. We'll just have to wait and see. But we got some big things in the works, so you never know. Obviously, like I said, if you did watch the Brendan Clark show last night, you know that he is not going to be on tour here in the next couple weeks, unfortunately. I think that he's going to be out, you know, resting up his wrist. But I think we're going to see him back here real shortly. You know, he really seemed down on his luck, and it was a shame to see him that way. I mean, it just – he didn't seem like himself. And I can understand, you know, the guy is obviously upset. You know, he's been working real hard. It's just to have a matter of bad luck. So and if you're asking me if I need – or if you're telling me there, Marty, in the chat room there, that I need to add a picture on Skype, I've actually got one there, amigo. Just trying to check out what's going on here in the chat room, try to keep up with everything. Also, have some fans that are tuned in online, listening in on the phones. Obviously, Ms. Shannon Taylor is able to join us here for a little bit. And I want to say a big old shout-out to you. I know that you're waving to the fans here first thing this morning, getting geared up for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So want to let you know that we have not forgot about you. We do see you over there. Obviously, Ms. Donna Davis tuned in on the lines as well. And want to say a big old shout-out to you as well. So what are we going to talk about today? Obviously, we've had some really good shows, you know, here the first part of the week. We were able to get some good guests on, had Bobby Welsh on Monday, Shane Hanchey on yesterday, you know, being able to sit back and talk with these guys after they took some big paychecks home from Rodeo Houston. And, you know, congratulations to those guys. It was all around a great event. I enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed hanging out with you guys almost every night. So, like I said, we're going to try to work out something to do with these video feeds. We're going to work on something to do with, you know, how to get you guys involved with our shows. We'll have to wait and see what happens, you know. I think it could be really fun. We'll just have to wait and see how it all plays out. You never know, you know, but it should be a cool thing. So we'll just have to wait and see. I see that we're throwing out some fun facts here this morning that Stormy actually has some siblings that have some interesting names. And he's actually got a brother that's named Tex and a sister named Laramie. Very interesting. Very interesting. And I see you guys are asking some great questions about that. And like I said, I'm actually trying to chat back here with Skype as well. We've got Miss Emily who's tuned in. She was actually I tried calling her this morning as a test run, and we see that she's actually in the chat room today. And got to send a big old howdy to you as well as Denise. And we even got our European Bull Riders, Jens. I want to get a hold of you, man. We got to talk. And maybe we'll set up and do that Skype deal. I see that you sent me a request there, and I've got you added now. We'll see how that plays out. I'm interested to see how this whole thing works. And like I said, you know, if we can get it linked up and we can link it into our blog talk shows as well as our Ustream broadcast, then I think we could have a really cool deal. Yeah, I see Miss Sandy, 2G Bucking Bulls in there too. Don't let me forget about you. And obviously Miss Barb, Denise, we got the whole gang in here. We've even got a couple guests, and I want to let y'all know that if y'all are not signed up, make sure to get over there and sign up, Blog Talk. Come on down here and chat with us. We definitely want to hear from you. It may change here in the real near future, though. If we get things set up right, we'll have the phone number that you guys can dial into. However, we may have the video feeds up so you guys can sit back and I don't know, though. I'm kind of nervous about that. You know, I don't like being behind the camera. But it should still be fun, and we'll see how that goes. Yeah, you know, that's very funny. I see the comment coming in. Thank you, Miss Cat, for pointing that out about my skills at multitasking, that I could always use a few more things to be monitoring, and you're absolutely right on that. I would have gotten fired long time ago had I been trying to do this for somebody else, without a doubt. It's a good thing I'm my own boss, right? I see that the name is the names being thrown around are actually pretty interesting. What is it in a name? You know, I mean, obviously you see guys like, you know, Stormy. I mean, that's a pretty interesting bull rider's name. What is it about these names? You know, you think it's because of the rodeo families? You know, these guys that their families that grow up around rodeos, and then they have kids and they start naming them, you know, after things like that. Now, I've been told that we're, you know, huge Texas fans or Wyoming fans because both my boys, I've got one Austin, I've got one Tyler, both being Texas names, and then I've got Cheyenne, which is spelt differently, but it's still Cheyenne, you know, so everybody said that I was really fixed on the whole western side of things. And the funny thing is I'm not going to either place. I'm heading out to Oklahoma, and that's hopefully where we're going to be able to hang our hat. So it looks like we've got a new fan joining us here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show today, and I'm going to kind of put her on the spot. Hopefully she doesn't get too embarrassed and log off. But Miss Sandra joining us here today, and I want to say welcome to our Lunch Hour shows as we sit back and we talk some rodeo and talk some bull riding with you guys. The big news, obviously, like I said, the cuts were made with the PBR. The Brazilians are obviously back on top of things. But also like to mention Caleb Sanderson, the Kissimmee Cowboy, guy I used to ride with a little bit, meet him up here at these Jackpot Bull Rides up there in Kissimmee on Friday nights. Back on tour, you know, he did make the cut, so he'll be up there as well. congratulations to those guys. But, you know, there's just more and more Brazilians coming into the whole, you know, PBR picture. These guys are finding ways to win, you know. They're spending the time training, and they're really focused on it. Also on Brendan's show last night, we got to see Luke Snyder pop in there for a little bit, and that was pretty cool. I enjoyed seeing that, you know, Luke taking the time out to jump on board and, of course, give Brendan Clark a hard time. That was pretty funny. Really enjoyed that. So it was good times. You know, I see the comment coming in about Jens. You know, Jens posting out there about the group chat. Now, I don't know what that is all about. Do you have to have the premium package in order to do that? I would like to try to get on board. We'll have to try to work on that because I want to try to get something going there. I have to get up my sound system, you know, and get all my equipment out and kind of get it working, and we'll have to play with it just a little bit. So anyways, moving right along. Yeah, okay, I guess Miss Christie is out there doing some pretty heavy research on Stormy because now she is finding out that Stormy also has a cousin named Tina. That's interesting. Wow, that's, you know, those are some interesting names, especially when they're all within one family. So, yeah, we absolutely have to try to get that out. You know, I don't have the premium package on the Skype thing yet. We might have to upgrade to it. We'll just have to wait and see. And who knows? Maybe we'll get something together where we can do like a video thing. I've got a way to actually capture images with Ustream, so maybe we could get all of us in a big conference, all of the Making 8 Maniacs there, and we'll hang out. I know you can only take up to 9. But maybe we'll put it in a big deal, and then we can post up different images or different videos of everybody from your locations as we're hanging out here on the lunch hour shows. I think it'd be pretty cool. So, yeah, we'll give it a shot. We'll see what happens. I definitely want to do it after the show, so we'll get it lined up. Like I said, I've got to get my, you know, my soundboards, and I got to get everything back out and up and running. Everything's been kind of packed up. Since we got back from North Carolina, we haven't done a whole lot with it, but I'll pull it out and we'll get it all set up. You know, shoot, I might actually have to get some clothes on then if we're going to end up doing some sort of video thing. So, son of a gun. I hate when that happens. I have to replace the old spandex or something, right? I know it was coming, so it was only a matter of time before you guys are going to start mentioning it, so I figured I'd throw it out there. But, anyways, here to take your questions or your comments, always looking for your cowboy logic for the day. If you got something for us, please feel free to throw it out there. We want to talk about it. Obviously, this week, other than talking about Rodeo Houston and having an opportunity to sit down with those guys, Bobby Wells, Shane Hanchey, we've been sitting back. We've been kind of talking about what it is that these guys are going through in order to get themselves in shape and stay in shape, in order to stay on top of the game. And obviously the Brazilians are really focused on it. Listening to Valderon talk about how he spends most of his weeks on horses, working out, you know, doing things like that. That's something that, that we really have got to stay focused on as bull riders. You know, you look at guys like Luke Snyder, who's been riding pretty well. Luke Snyder is in yoga classes now. You look at Brian Canner, P90X is his training tool, and the guy uses it religiously because he feels like it helps him with his bull riding. And you know what? I see the comment in there. That's a great comment, Kat, that Shane probably does do a lot of sleeping to keep himself in shape. But you know what? I know when I used to lay down at night, or when I would sit there and try to take a cat nap in an ambulance or whatever in between calls, you can bet that my biggest focus was what my ride was going to do. I was trying to visualize those rides, and I think that's real important too. You know, you've got to get that visualization. You've got to get that mental aspect down on how you're going to – what you're going to do when that bull comes around and comes out to the left, or what you're going to do when that bull comes out to the right, you know, and how you're going to counteract that. And stay over center of that bull. So a lot of it is a mental issue, and I'm sure Shane does that, does the same thing. He just does it a lot longer than everybody else. And you know what? Before we get into it, I also got to mention out there, obviously, yes, there was the passing this morning of Elizabeth Taylor, died at 79. I know that she is a role model to many, many young ladies out there, and want to wish her family the best. I did catch up there on the news this morning. So, moving right into it. You know, we're here on a Wednesday. It's hump day. We're halfway through the work week. Obviously, PBR is getting ready to head on down to New Mexico as they get ready to head out for the Ty Murray Invitational. Should be a really good weekend. We're going to see a few new guys. We're going to see a few new faces. But I think the biggest thing is going to be not seeing Brendan Clark down there, especially with the with the Ford Invasion. I think that's terrible. I really do. I know that he's just not happy. He's not himself. Was not happy with the show last night. You know, I mean, he's just really down on his luck. But I think that we, you know, with us supporting him, it's going to show him that we're still there for him. It's going to help pick him back up. So we need to show that support for Brendan out there. Know that he's going to be back on tour here in just a few more events. So we'll see him back at it. You know, Christy, that's a great comment or great question out there. What they've done is some of the guys that have moved up to the Built Ford Tough Series have already been riding on tour, guys like Caleb Sanderson and a few of these other guys. They have been moved into those slots because of injuries, because of guys not being able to make it. You know, when you look at some of the guys that have been out with injuries, obviously, you know, Wiley Peterson, you look at, McKinnon Wimberly, you know, Renato before he came back this past week, you know, those guys there were all out on injuries and they had to find somebody to fill those slots. So what they've done was they've moved those guys that are already in that top notch and give them that opportunity to make it or break it. Now, Caleb has not had some good luck and, you know, he's been fortunate enough to ride really well in the Touring Pro to keep himself in the top standings to get himself back there after this cut. So he's guaranteed the next five slots or the next five events. What we're going to see, though, is that if he doesn't make it, he's going to fall back down. Because he's not been at the Touring Pro events, because he's been at the Built Ford Tough Series, that's also going to hurt him. So it's something that we're going to have to look out for. I'm kind of curious to see what that comment is all about there, Ms. Cat. The Bull Rider TV personalities going down to the Touring Pros. Oh, you're talking about guys like Brendan and things like that. Absolutely. I 100% agree with you. I think that having those guys down there at these Touring Pros are going to help them. What I'm not happy to see was the fact that Brendan can't get into Touring Pros for the next 3 weeks, you know? I think that's a little silly. You know, I mean, I think a guy that's just getting, you know, his cut coming off the tour, he's got to take 3 weeks off, you know, because he can't get in one. I'm not too thrilled with that at all. I think they needed to find a way to get him in there, you know. Now, I'm not saying to go and cut somebody else, but, you know, it was kind of the thing when they had the three different series that, if you were on the Enterprise Tour, you kind of, you know, if you were being pulled off the Built Ford Tough Series and you wanted to ride in the Touring Pro, you had first pick, you know. And if you, you know, that's why they have 3 weeks in between those call-ins. They would notify you and say, listen, you're an alternate or you're here on a permit with the PBR. We're going to, you know, not be able to get you in because we've got some Built Ford Tough Series guys that are moving their way in. Bottom line, you know. But anyway, that's just, you know, that's just my opinion on it. But yes, you know, and I think that you're going to see the opportunity to see some of these guys outside of those. You take a look at, you know, Shane Proctor, you take a look at Reese Cates, you take a look at several of these guys, Cord McCoy riding in Rodeo Houston. I think that you're going to see a lot of these other guys ride in other events as well. So, you know, just because you don't see him at the Built Ford Tough Series, you take a look at, you know, Gabby this week able to catch McKinnon and Edna Caminez, you know, at these other events. I think it's fantastic. And you know, I'm excited that we have the opportunity to see some of these riders at so many of these other events. Brian Corson was a guy, you know, a very good friend of mine, was on tour back in 04 and 05, but he also still made time to ride back home. You know, when he didn't, when he couldn't make a flight and he couldn't get out to a particular event, well, shoot, you know, he was riding somewhere down here local, and it didn't matter if it was a PBR-sanctioned event or not, you know. Most of the time it was the Touring Pro. So you have an opportunity to see these guys, especially if they're dealing with injuries. You may see them at a Touring Pro event, you know, going to look to get back on track. So, you know, it's kind of their practice pin, I guess you could say. So anyways, yeah, you can definitely look to see a lot of those guys out there. We're about 20 minutes into our show here, fans. Got to take our first break, but want to let y'all know that we're going to be back here right after this. After this short message, a short rodeo tune, we'll get you fired up here on a Wednesday afternoon. So don't go anywhere, fans. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight.
I hear a lot of folks say, man, you're not quite right. You've been riding on that crazy side damn near all your life. Not about to change, but they don't understand the thrill of riding thunder, holding lightning in my hand. I look for rodeo nights, 8 second highs, hot little cowgirls with them jeans real tight. Music sounding loud, walking out to a rowdy crowd, getting high with the tide, spun by thousand pounds. They say this ain't living well, I gotta disagree. Surviving hills, fury, sure put some life in me. No ivory tower, corporate ladder, Gucci ain't for me. I'll take my Stetson hat, hairy ass, my Wrangler blue jeans.
Announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com. That's right, kicking things off on a Wednesday afternoon. Hopefully you fans are ready for the weekend. We're only a couple days away. Time to get geared up and get ready for some rodeo action. And, you know, during the break, I actually, well, for starters, I did get some invitations there, Miss Shannon. I did get your invite from Skype. And so we will we'll definitely link up here with you. We did accept your friend request, I guess, to add you to the Macon 8 radio group. And if you guys have Skype and you do want to add us, you can find us at Macon 8 Radio. It was one that I had set up a long time ago, actually. It was kind of interesting, though, after last night with Brendan's show, we were able to, you know, jump on, but we had like four or five different friend requests. Everybody seemed to find us, and we're excited about it. Thank you guys for jumping on board. Wow, looks like I got another one. Oh, looks like Marty has sent us a request, and we just added you as well. So welcome aboard, and we'll see how we can work this Skype thing out. anyways, had some great comments coming in, you know, about the Sandy Graber with 2G Bucking Bulls made a fantastic remark in the chat room about the PBR and the PBR Built 4 Tough Series is not the only game in town. And, you know, I'm not telling you to not support the Built 4 Tough Series. That's where we see most of our favorite bull riders. They're the top 40 in the world, you know. So, yeah, we're gonna pull for those guys, and we're going to cheer those guys on, and we're going to support those guys. We're going to get out to those events. But it doesn't mean that you can't support these other associations. The ones that we've been covering, IPRA, CBRA, you know, you see PRCA, you see CBR, you know, you see a lot of those guys that, you know, that's out there that, you know, are fantastic organizations that we see a lot of those top guys that we see week in and week out there, you know. So just because it doesn't have that PBR title to it doesn't mean it's, you know, it's not a good event. So anyways, wow, it looks like I'm apparently in a group page there on Skype, and everybody's going back and forth. I'm kind of seeing what's going on. Looks like I'm officially in the group now, and I say I appreciate that. So thank you guys. Just gives me one more thing to look at here as I have to go back and check my Twitter page and make sure that I'm not leaving anybody out. You know, we wouldn't want anybody to be overlooked. Oh, that does remind me. I also was able to check. We've also got some more fans that are tuned in to Macon 8 Radio right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. And I want to say welcome aboard, Miss Lauren. Just sent me a tweet saying that she was tuned in but can't get in the chat room, but she is listening. I want to say thank you and welcome aboard. Welcome to the Macon 8 Maniac group. And hopefully you'll be involved with us. We want to get you out here as we get ready to gear up and start heading out to some rodeos. We're going to start doing some video broadcasting. Had some really interesting things happen yesterday as we were kind of lining up for our trip this next month heading out to Oklahoma. We've got some really cool things that we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing some Life on the Road series. We're going to give you an insight of what it's like to even hang out with some of our fans. For instance, Sandy Graber, 2G Bucking Bulls. We're going to stop off and see her and Rodney for a day. Might get out there, do some video broadcasting. You know, we might just be able to do some video clips that we're going to be able to show you. You know, it's a really cool thing. I think that you guys will enjoy it, be able to sit back and chat with us, and we'll have a whole lot of fun. So, you know, it's just one of the things that you guys will have to look forward to, as well as many other things. We're going to be hitting the road out there hard and heavy in the Oklahoma, Texas area. You guys are not going to want to miss out. Also, had the opportunity to talk with Rob Smets yesterday for a little bit, and you know, he's geared up. He's got a busy summer ahead of him, but he told us to make sure that we get down there and go check him out. Sit down there at the Rob Smets Ranch and hang out with him. I think we might be able to do that. So I think it'd be a cool opportunity for you, the fans, to be able to sit back with us and we'll chat. We'll have a great time. And like I said, if we can get this Skype thing worked out, we'll do some video broadcasting of our shows. Unfortunately, you know, like I said, you're going to have to look at me for the time being, especially while we're going through these testing phases. I can't do anything about it. If I could make myself look prettier, I would. Maybe I need to get a makeup person in here or something. You know, we'll start doing some of that stuff, and we'll make it look high tech. I don't know how much makeup, though. It's going to take a lot of makeup to make me look pretty. But we're going to have fun with it. I can promise you that. That's what it's all about. So, like I said, I see that I'm in this group page here, and I see everybody is kind of chatting there. I mean, what's going on here? Are you guys leaving the chat room over there at Blog Talk and coming over here to the Skype chat? You know, it's kind of funny. But anyways, yeah, I see that. You know, obviously Miss Sandy Graber, where she's located, she does not have the best internet service. I can only imagine her out there with a tinfoil hat on trying to use Skype. That would be pretty interesting. So let's see what we got. Trying to see, it doesn't look like I got any more contact requests. Like I said, if you guys do want to add us, you can add us at Macon 8 Radio. It's all spelled out one word, Macon 8 Radio. You guys can jump on board. But, yeah, you guys are kind of getting me distracted here. I'm trying to keep up with all this stuff. And, yeah, you know I don't multitask very well. I mean, we've discussed this many times. And I see Lauren is sending me another tweet saying that she appreciates the shout-out and that she'll try to tune in whenever she can. And, well, shoot, we're just happy to have you here, that's for sure. We're always looking to take your questions or your comments, suggestions. If you guys have questions about what's going on in rodeo, what's going on with PBR, CBR, PRCA, let us know. This is kind of the area where we want to sit back with you guys. And, we'll sit back and talk and try to get some of these things in a community setting. You know, we'll try to get some answers for you. And if you guys have questions that we can answer, then we'll try to research them and get to the answers for you. Because we think it's important that you guys are educated on what's going on. Obviously, in my opinion, and it is just my opinion, so please do not take offense to what I'm saying here, but there are a lot of PBR fans out there that are very misinformed or have the wrong impression about the pay-per-view event. You know, we've got some of our diehard fans. Shannon Taylor's been really explaining to a lot of them out there her opinions on it. Now, you know, like I said, originally when they first came out with this format, I was not aware of the fact that they were going to have limits on it. So, you know, in that case, I think that they're kind of cutting this thing short and not giving you the full aspect, that it's going to be limited to a minimum of, what, 3 rounds and a maximum of 5 rounds. I don't agree with that at all. That kind of discourages me, and I'm curious to see how this thing's going to play out when you get a lot of riders that are hot and heavy and want to make this thing happen to be that last cowboy standing. How are you going to make that work when you're limiting the amount of rides or rounds that you're going to have, you know? And it absolutely, Bard, that was another great comment. I did hear that as well, that it was going to be a 4 hours maximum event. But you still look at the overall scheme of things. For the PBR to purchase airtime for 4 hours on local network television, whether it be Versus, NBC, CBS, PBS, it don't make a difference. 4 hours to purchase is a lot of airtime, which also has to be provided by a lot of sponsors, which means there's a lot of commercials. So you're really shortchanging yourself by trying to get that involved. And that's exactly it. That's exactly why they're doing it, though, is that you're going to get to see the entire event, and you're going to get to see, you know, with limited interruptions. You know, obviously the PBR is going to promote their immediate sponsors. They're going to promote them, you know, and some coming events. So, you know, we've got to hang on board with that. I'm actually getting a call here. Who knows? Maybe they should have Skype and give me a call on Skype and we can put them on the air here. But, I'm just not having any luck with that at all. So that's, you guys are getting a beep there. That's the reason why. I don't recognize the number either. It's not somebody I recognize. But anyways, I absolutely think that it's, that's the reason why they're doing this pay-per-view event. And I think that we're going to get to see something really spectacular with it. Like I said, I'm a little discouraged in the fact that they're setting a time limit on this deal. They're setting, a maximum of 5 rounds. I think that when it comes down to the top 5 bull riders that are left, I think you're going to see them go at it. And, you're going to see some very, very interesting things happen. You're going to see guys do things that they would never normally do, like Colby Yates said. You're going to see these guys bear down and hang on, upside down, whatever it takes to be that last cowboy standing. There's some big money involved in it, and these guys know what's at stake, and they're going to make things happen. I'll tell you right now, I'll make a pick for you. I believe J.B. Mooney is going to be in the top 2. I think that maybe is coming out area. And I don't know, you guys can agree with me or disagree with me, but that's just my opinion on it. I really think that JB is going to be in the top 2 at the last cowboy standing. But, hey, we're open to take suggestions. If you guys have ideas on who you guys think may be there, obviously the Brazilians are going to be in contention. I think those guys are riding so consistently. You're going to see a number of those Brazilians there. But I do believe that Austin Meyer, I believe that JB may be there towards the end. If not Austin Meyer, I definitely believe JB is going to be there. I got some faith in it, I believe when it comes down to it that guy rides better. He gets it. If he can get his mind right, which I believe he will, he'll have it together for last cowboy standing, and we should see some good stuff. That's a great comment coming in there, Sandy, about the potential for injuries. You're absolutely right. But you look at the overall scheme of things, and, we had a lot of controversy about why they wanted to hold this event right here, right now. Well, think about it. If you're willing to go for that kind of money and willing to hang it on the line, and unfortunately you get hung up or there's a wreck or there's an injury that you sustain, wouldn't it be better to have it 3 events away from your summer break? So you can get healed up and get ready for the second half of the season? I don't know. Maybe the PBR isn't as dumb as we thought they were, or some of our fans thought they were. I think that there's some logic behind that. And I've been contemplating it, and I was thinking the same thing as a bull rider. Well, I would much rather do it now and only miss 3 or 4 events and then have a couple months off to heal, rehabilitate, get us some practice pens, be ready to go for the second half of the season, then do it the beginning of the season or towards the end of the season and risk an injury of that nature. So I think that the PBR did very well by planning this event when they did. I really do. I think that it's just something to think about. You guys tell me if you think I'm wrong, but I mean, really. Think about it. If I was the bull rider that was competing at the last cowboy standing, knowing, I think that I would ride a lot harder knowing, hey, if I was only going to miss 2 or 3 events before the summer break, maybe it's worth sticking it out there and driving a little bit harder to make it happen, especially for that kind of money. So, it makes a whole lot of sense to me, but obviously, yes, it is a concern. The injuries are potentially there because these cowboys are really going to be, doing whatever they can to ride. So that's a great comment, and I do agree with you there, Sandy. But like I said, I think that may have to do with why the PBR set their date and posted this event to be when they did. Like I said, I, for one, you take a look at Renato and look at, well, he was after missing 7 or 8 weeks, but that also hurt him in the point standings, So now he's got to come back and work that much harder. Well, you take a guy like Valderon, it may potentially take him out of that contention by missing 8 or 9 weeks, where he's only missing 3 weeks and he's got the whole entire summer to recover. So, looks like Miss Sandy says that she has got a question for me. Well, I'm waiting on the question, and I might just have an answer for you. So, yeah, feel free to, ask away. I'm here. We're waiting. Sounds like it's something big, though. So, something that Rodney and her have been talking about with some other friends as well. But like I said, please feel free to give us a call or mention it right there in the chat room. If you do want to give us a call, though, make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you want to talk to us. We do have some phone callers on the line. Obviously, Miss Shannon. We've got Miss Donna Davis tuned in, checking us out, and we do appreciate it. Let me get back over here. I got to get my Twitter updates here. Like I said, I can't leave anybody out. And I apologize that if we are missing you guys. Let's see. What is going on in the world of Twitterville right about now? Not much of anything. Wow, we're not even getting mentioned. Here's the question. Sandy says, do you think the fact that the PBR pays the riders to be there, $500? I don't know. I don't think that that's $500 a perf. I'm trying to get the entire question there, and I'm not quite sure I grasped the whole entire thing. But while we're trying to contemplate that, see if you can kind of enlighten that as a little bit more for us, kind of explain that just a little bit more. We're going to take a caller on the line. 937, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
When searching for direction, the only way to look is up.
Holy smokes. I thought I recognized that number there.
What's up, Scott?
Would this be the one and only PBR news for you?
It could and it couldn't be. Who knows, man? I know.
Mr. Cody Burleson, how are you, amigo?
Not too bad, buddy. I just figured, heck, I got out on lunch with enough time to catch a show today, so figured I'd call in.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, I appreciate it, man. What a shock. The fans are loving it. I can't believe it. They're all in the chat room just shouting your name. You're getting chanted by the Making Eight Maniacs, man. They're excited to have you here today.
Yeah, heck, man. I know I've been away for a while, and I've just been way too darn busy to get enough time to even get on, heck, let alone Twitter. You know,
I hear
Twitter
you, man.
Or anything like that.
Yeah, we kind of thought you fell off the face of the earth, dude. We're curious about you, man. We know that they have internet connection in Europe because we've got our European bull riders in the house. We know that they have it in Asia. We know that they've got internet service in Australia. So we were trying to figure out where the heck you could have gone. We thought you might have crawled in a hole or something.
Nah, there's been a couple of days and I felt like that, but hey. You know, it is what it is. Just deal with it, you know?
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. Hey, listen, we've only got 15 minutes left in the show. We've got some great conversation, but we've got to have the Cody Burleson cowboy logic for the day, brother, man. So give it to us.
All righty. If you look at zero, you see nothing. But look through it, and you will see the world.
Excellent. Yeah, kind of like that little C&I thing. You got to look through it. That's pretty cool, man. I like it. Good cowboy logic for the day, Cody. And we have missed you, man. You gotta try to get back tuned in with us, man. We got to catch you up on what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Once I get my hours here squared away, I still got to talk to them about that. You know, then once I get all my radio gigs and everything squared away as far as what I'm doing and where I'm going, I'll see what I can do.
You betcha. You betcha, man. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you for your call, man, and we look forward to catching up with you.
All righty. Later, man.
All right, Cody. See you. All right, guys. Cody Burleson joining us here. Wow. All right. 15 minutes left, and we obviously got a real interesting topic of conversation. Miss Sandy brought out the fact that she believes, her and Rodney have been talking about it, that the PBR riders get paid $500 to be at these events, possibly performance. That I am not aware of. I'll be honest with you. I was not aware that they were getting paid $500 to be at those events. I have never heard directly, being around these PBR bull riders, that they actually got paid to be there. I know that they're under contracts for certain things. They can't mention certain things. But I do know that they do not pay entry fees. I do know that they do get a lot of things comp to them for being there at those events. That's the exact comment that I have out there, Christy, is that I know that they did not pay an entry fee, but I was not aware that they're getting paid to be there. And to my understanding, most of those guys are not. I know that there's some guys here from Florida that have run into those situations that I've talked to personally behind the scenes, off the record, and I would honestly come out and tell you if I believe that these guys got paid, because that would be the truth of the matter. Now, I know that there's certain events, there's certain type of things where they may pay these guys to be there. You look at bucking bull fraternities, those type of things, you know, but those are mostly those are not PBR-sanctioned events. These are different type of bucking bull fraternities that they go to. They will actually pay bull riders to come and attend. And, you know, that's where sponsorship dollars come in. Sponsorships usually cover those traveling expenses. The entry fees are already paid. Hotel accommodations are not, you know, in most cases. In some cases, they are. The PBR gets these guys to come out and do some of these PR things. Brendan Clark doing the Ford invasions, he got paid to do those, whether it was complimentary travel, whether it was complimentary hotel accommodations, they do get those type of things. But that's, yeah, Sandy, that is something that we may have to look into just a little bit more before we actually go and make a judgment call on that. I am not aware of them getting paid to be at those particular events. I do know that, like I said, their entry fees are paid for. I know that they, you know, as alternates, they can pay, you know, to be there at those particular events. Maybe that's where the $500 fine comes in for a challenge. That, you know, maybe if, you know, that's a very interesting conversation. I'll have to look into that. I know that for a fact that as of 2 years ago, they were not paying their athletes to be there. I mean, I know that firsthand because I was around those guys, you know, so much that I would have seen it. There would have been an exchange, but I know that those guys do not get paid. I've seen the contracts that the PBR makes these guys sign, you know, in getting into these events. So it does raise an interesting topic. And, you know, like I said, it would be something to keep an eye out on. I'm not gonna say that I believe that that's the case. As of right now, I haven't seen anything to show me that these guys do get paid to be there at those events. But I do know that they do get a lot of accommodations, and they do not have to pay entries. That I can tell you that I know for a fact. So, you know, but when you're there at the top 40 of the world, I think that you've earned that, you know. And in order to get there in that top 40 in the world, you've got to be able to work your way up. You've got to pay your dues. You got to pay your entry fees. So just something to think about, you know. Before too many feathers get ruffled, I think that we'll take a – I think we'll look into that. You know, we'll kind of keep things on the – you know, we're not going to make a big fuss about it, but it does raise an interesting conversation, and it does make things very interesting when you're looking at different things. So I say if you can find out more information, please pass that along. I'd be very curious to know. But like I said, you know, when you're there at the top 40 in the world, maybe you do deserve to get accommodated something. But maybe, like I said, maybe that $500 fee or maybe that $500 payment that they receive is what they're waiving if they challenge. Maybe they're maybe it's a little bit easier for them to pay that $500 fee just by meaning that they're not getting paid for that performance if they, you know, if it's upheld. So it is. It absolutely is. Oh, looks like Miss Helen is here in the house giving us a little bit of insight there. I know you can't stay for long, but I'm glad to see you here. Was it a good thing? Was Rodeo Austin good, bad, indifferent? What did you think about the performances? I know that we've got Shane Hanchey that'll be there in the final rounds this weekend. Oh, wow, you did get to see Fred Whitfield. That's awesome. Outstanding. I know that you know, he did real well over there at Rodeo Houston as well. Not as well as he had hoped, and certainly not as well as Shane Hanchey, but we you know, we understand there can only be one. And, you know, Sandy, like I said, I don't think that it's something that you would absolutely let out on purpose, but I don't think that it's something that, you know, we don't know the reality behind it yet. Oh, wow. It looks like that they had never posted any scores, huh? That's interesting. Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I haven't been able to see any Rodeo Austin yet. I think we're going to hold out until this weekend, and I think we're going to purchase the pay-per-view to watch the championship round. We know that Shane Hanchey is qualified to be there, so I think we're going to go and cheer him on a little bit and support him by watching the championship round this weekend. So did you get to see anybody else, any of the Bull Riders or anybody down that way that you saw other than Fred Whitfield? But I think that's fantastic. It sounds like you've had a good time down there. Oh wow, that's pretty interesting. The fact that you know, without having any kind of scores or anything, not knowing who wins, yeah, that's not good at all. So, anyways. Moving along, we're under 10 minutes here. We're going to have to start wrapping up here, you know, our show. But like I said, I'm glad to see that Helen has made it back from Austin, and it sounded like she did have a good time, although she wasn't happy with the way that they did not post the results to see or to even give you an idea of who won. Yeah, not a good thing at all. I also see in here that she was with some other folks that really didn't know a whole lot about rodeo. Oh, you know what? I see that Ms. Barb is posting out there. McKinnon Wimberly is going to be in Mineral Wells, Texas this weekend. They're going to be doing a benefit bull ride for him once again. It's actually going to be 2 days, two or 3 days maybe. But it sounds like it's going to be a really interesting event. And hopefully everybody's going to be out there. They're going to have a silent auction and things like that. So make sure if you guys are going to be out there, you get out and support this benefit. It's for a great cause for sure. Obviously going towards raising money for McKinnon Wimberly and his recovery. So wow. Well, we'll have to see if we can get Ms. Barb or somebody out there to do some tweets and maybe see if she can't do some research and find out the results for you, and we'll try to get those posted out for you on Twitter. Well, there would be one part of it there. Ms. Barb is throwing out some links right now. We do appreciate it, as always. Ms. Barb on top of the game. Well, it looks like Ms. Helen has taken off, and got to say thank you for jumping on board here with you. So anyway, moving right along here, we got about 5 minutes left in our show, so we're going to start wrapping things up here on a Wednesday. But, hey, what else is going on here the rest of this week? Like I said, I think Rodeo Austin, we're going to be tuned in this weekend, trying to catch out and see what's going on with the guys. I think that'll be a lot of fun to tune in and watch Shane Hanchy as he goes, tries to get himself some PRCA dollars. That'll get him set up and get him ready for the NFR. So, anyways, with that being said, I think we're going to kind of wrap up our show. Like I said, we are also on Skype now. We're going to try to get some things worked out. Might take us a few days, but we might just have something together by this weekend. We'll do a video feed. We'll try to do a video feed anyways during our radio broadcasting, so you guys will have that opportunity to hang out with us. Should be a good time. So make sure to tune in tomorrow right here on the Lunch Hour Radio Show. We're still working on getting some good guests lined up, and I can promise you, you will like it. So make sure to get over here and tune in the rest of this week. We got two more shows left here of the Lunch Hour Radio Shows. We got two more days left in the work week. So until the weekend there, radio fans, you guys get a grip with Making Eight.
Howdy, folks. It's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
This is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.